Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Border Control is Love, Not Hate. By Neil Monroe on August 7, 2023. Americans must control their borders for humanitarian reasons, says Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Democrat who is challenging President Joe Biden for the 2024 nomination. The reason for strong border control is not xenophobia, bigotry, or hate, Kennedy tweeted on August 7. The reason is humanitarian conscience. Ruthless criminal cartels have woven drugs, immigration, and human trafficking together into a multi-billion dollar business, he added. Kennedy is trying to restore the Democrat Party's former skepticism about migration, which largely ended when President Barack Obama signaled his support for illegal migration in 2012. Obama's signal prompted status-seeking progressive voters to discard their claimed support for working-class Americans and to instead vociferously support mass illegal migration as a humanitarian cause. In time, they portrayed the public's demand for border control as hate or xenophobia. That elitist and condescending view remains a minority because the public is alarmed by the civic and economic cost of Biden's mass migration. Under President Joe Biden, and with Obama's quiet backing, Democratic progressives have imported more than 5 million illegals, along with millions of legal immigrants and visa workers. The huge inflow of migrants has subsidized coastal investors, imported clients for government agencies, weakened the political power of middle-class America, made many millions of Americans dependent on the government, and may keep the Democrat Party in power for decades. The massive flood has displaced millions of younger and older Americans, cut wages, pushed up housing prices, enriched coastal investors, impoverished heartland states, and helped expand drug deaths in the United States. Biden's loose border policies have diverted investment from the migrants' home countries, fueled cartel networks, subsidized foreign dictatorships, and created a nationwide archipelago of U.S. workplaces where migrant adults and teenagers work in terrible conditions to pay off their debts to the cartels. Biden's migration has also killed thousands of migrants. The couple, Pedro Luis Torrealba, and his wife said they started the roadless crossing on the border between Colombia and Panama, the deadly Darien Gap, with more than 60 other migrants, Torrealba said outside the parish house on Thursday night. Only 22 completed the trek across the 60 miles of jungle and steep mountains, he said. Some fell from cliffs, others were swept away by floodwaters. But Kennedy has recognized the damage and unpopularity of Biden's migration. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.